looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Well, the NRL announced earlier today that fan who punched another supporter on Monday at the Eels-West Tigers match will be banned for 2 years from games in Australia and New Zealand. This thug was also involved in an altercation with police, and so I'm happy the NRL has acted quickly. But do you think it goes far enough? I saw the pictures and was absolutely horrified. Easter Monday, families in the stands, young kids subjected to violent behaviour. Before today's banning notice, Stadium Australia had said the fan wouldn't be allowed back for a year. Now, this is a minority of fans behaving badly, a couple of bad eggs. The majority do the right thing. But honestly, this bloke should never be allowed back at an NRL game. Not now, not in 2 years, lifetime ban. That would send a very clear message to him and other fools who want to engage in violence and abuse at games. Now, this sort of terrible behaviour is also extending to junior sport. The Daily Telegraph detailed today a list of junior clubs across the football codes, not just rugby league, by the way, who've been dumped from New South Wales competitions for bad behaviour. Teams with kids as young as 10 banned because of violence on and off the field. Reports of car park brawls, threatening behaviour in what's described as sports rage. I mean, can you believe this? I mean, we need to stamp out this thuggish behaviour across all age groups, and this is all codes. Weekend sport is meant to be fun, not a vehicle for violence. And to those parents who spend their Saturdays, well, their mission is to abuse the ref or scream at the opposition, get a grip. It's not our fault you weren't good enough to make it on the field. Just leave your kids to enjoy the game.